Welcome to day 22 of hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. So if you pay attention to the titles that I give the podcast, you'll have noticed that today's is called The Chimp Paradox. And you may or may not be familiar with that book. It's a book by a chap called Professor Stephen Peters, and I think it's really important for us to have a little chat about it. Because my chimp last week, I've realised that my chimp was completely in control. Let me tell you what it's all about. So there's three parts of the brain, according to Professor Stephen Peters, which is, he's like a science dude. He's not just some random guy. So there's three parts of the brain. There's the frontal lobe, which is where the human thinking takes place. There's the limbic part of the brain, which is where the chimp thinking takes place, which I'll talk about in a second. And then there's the parietis or something like that, which is like the computer brain, which processes logic and remembers things and stuff like that. And the chimp part of the brain isn't good or bad or anything like that. It's just a chimp. It's kind of an animal. And you kind of need to understand that, is what he says. So when someone thinks calmly and rationally, and you're in that frame of mind, what happens is the blood supply goes to the human part of the brain, because it's the human part of the brain that's being engaged, so it requires more blood flow. And when you're thinking irrationally, the blood goes to the chimp part of the brain, because it's the chimp part of the brain that's currently winning at that time, so it requires more blood. So that's like the science of it, and that's actually, you know, science, been proved by science, which you can't really argue with it. So the idea is that this chimp part of your brain is you're not really responsible for your nature of it. Your chimp thinks that you're still living in the jungle, right? Your chimp still thinks that behind every tree there's a threat. Your chimp is just freaking out all the time. And it's this powerful emotional machine. The chimp is primal. It's territorial. It's triggered by basic animal instincts at all times. And it can only really act out of emotion. It's not actually capable of logical thought. Your human brain has to do that. Your chimp brain is not able to do that. And crucially, you cannot force your chimp part of your brain to act in that way. It simply cannot do it. It's just an animal. You know, the other day we were talking about the lies we tell ourselves. You know, those moments where you start rationalizing why you deserve something to eat or you deserve to do something a bit naughty. That's your chimp completely in control. And what Professor Stephen Peters says in The Chimp Paradox is the secret to a happy life where you're in control and you're doing the things you want to do and you know, following through on your goals and not getting derailed all the time is you have to learn to manage your chimp. You can't wrestle against your chimp. You won't win against your chimp. You have to learn to manage your chimp. And I realized the other day, yesterday in fact, because I read The Chimp Paradox years ago, and I realized the other day that calorie counting is me managing my chimp. My chimp, for whatever reason, and I don't know, I mean, I'm sure we could get into the psychology of it, I'd have to go and talk to an actual psychologist to find out why, but for whatever reason, my chimp, this innermost animal of mine, this primal being that lives inside me, is obsessed with the idea that he's going to go hungry. Which is why he's always asking me to eat food. Eat, eat, eat. Do you know what I mean? He must be, like, freaking out that I'm going to starve, or that it's going to starve. So it's always asking me to look out for food. So for me to manage my chimp, I have to box it out, I have to box it off, and I have to put it in a cage, really. And I think what's going on sort of psychologically is calorie counting is my way of doing that. It's my way of asserting control over my chimp. So yesterday, I went for lunch at my wife's parents' house. And my wife's mum made this incredible lemon meringue pie. And in reality, I shouldn't have had a slice of this lemon meringue pie because it was calorific. And I certainly shouldn't have had a second slice, right? And when she offered me a second slice, Mel looked at me immediately, my wife. She looked at me and she went, Alex, but my chimp was in complete control because my chimp was buzzing off the sugar hit of the last round of lemon meringue pie. My human, my logical side was not in control. In the back of my mind somewhere, I was thinking, I shouldn't have a second piece of lemon meringue pie. It's a really bad idea. And when Mel said to me, Alex, the intellectual part of me was not at the forefront of my mind. My chimp was. So I looked at her, stared daggers at her, and don't tell me what to eat. It's delicious. I want another slice. All this kind of emotion. I wasn't as angry as I sound, but all that, you know, because the chimp is drawing emotion all the time. It feeds off emotion. It lives by emotion. So it was screaming at me, going, go on, have some more lemon meringue pie, Alex. Have some more. Do it, do it, do it. And it was so in control. It was so at the forefront that my intellectual capacity could not take over. I could not win. But the crucial thing is, had I noticed that the chimp was in control, had I stopped for a second, rationally thought about it for a second, I would have been able to take control back. I would have been able to go, no, chimp, back in your box. Alex, you haven't got the calories for today. Don't listen to that chimp. He's just tossing all sorts of crazy excuses, crazy reasons at you as to why you should eat that lemon meringue pie. Don't listen to it. Listen to your wife. Listen to Melissa. She understands what's happening here. She gets it. You've spoken to her about this at length. You've bored her to tears with it over the years. She gets it. Listen to her. Get back in your box, chimp. You're not going to starve. You've just had a massive portion of lemon meringue pie. That'll do you for ages. Till next time, you know? So just chill out with your squawking. That's what I should have done, but I wasn't. I wasn't in control. I allowed my judgment to get clouded. And that's why, again, I know I keep coming back to this, and I guess it is repetitive, but I think it's so important. Again, that's why I'm doing this podcast, to keep this stuff front of mind. Because the only way that I'm going to stick to my goal is to be thinking about it every single day. If I allow myself to go 2-3 days without thinking about it, I'll slip. So that's why I wanted to talk about the chimp paradox today, because I think it's important to kind of understand what's going on psychologically. Do we all have this animal within us? And like I say, this is Professor Stephen Peters wrote a book, and he's like a theorist and everything else, but it is backed in science. He's not just some like wacko, right? It is backed up by science, and it kind of instinctively rings true for me, the idea that there's this animal inside me that is constantly afraid of starving and constantly looking out for threats and everything else. And it's important that we, as intellectual human beings, are able to manage our chimps. So that's what I'm doing with #365. It's my slightly over-the-top way of managing my chimp. And hopefully you're doing the same too. Last week was an absolute unmitigated disaster. It's a shame that it came so early in this a year-long journey. It's good in a way. It's refocused my brain. It's reminded me that I have to be militant about my fitness, pal. I do have a confession to make. Towards the end of last week, I slipped quite a lot with my fitness, pal. I wasn't putting everything in. And I think I need to use that as a real measure of how I'm getting on. If I start lying to myself and not putting things in, or adjusting the weights and measures to sort of give myself more calories, no, that's not going to work. And I need to stay on top of it and not let my chimp win. Intellectual Alex is in control here, not you, you crazy chimp bastard.